BBC News with Julie Kendler. The US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the Trump administration will carry out what he called the biggest tax reform in American history. Mr. Mnuchin said the president planned to slash corporation tax from 35% to just 15%. President Trump has signed an executive order directing the government to review decisions by previous presidents to designate large areas of land as national monuments. The move could open up more federal lands to drilling, mining, and other development. U.S. senators are attending a briefing at the White House on the country's strategy on North Korea. Earlier, Admiral Harry Harris told Congress that an advanced missile defense system would be operational in South Korea in the coming days. He said the U.S. wanted to bring the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to his senses, not to his knees. Thousands of Venezuelans are taking part in another protest against the government of Nicolas Maduro. Opposition demonstrators are trying for the seventh time this month to march on the office of the ombudsman in central Caracas. Russia has banned three non-governmental organizations backed by the former oil tycoon turned dissident Mikhail Khodorkovsky, branding them undesirable. The prosecutor's office said they were engaged in projects aimed at discrediting the results of elections in Russia and at stirring unrest. British scientists have developed a blood test which can detect the return of lung cancer up to a year before it would show up on scans. Each cancer has a unique DNA, and the scientists marked it in individual patients to create an early warning. The head of World Football's governing body says video replays for crucial decisions during matches will be used at next year's World Cup in Russia. Gianni Infantino said FIFA had received nothing but positive feedback on its use. And the Oscar-winning director of the film Silence of the Lambs has died. Jonathan Demme was 73 years old. BBC News.